Hi, I'm Pam Geisel, your practical gardener. And today we're going to talk about fall garden cleanup to prevent pest problems. You know, a thorough garden cleanup in the fall is one of the best ways to control for pest populations, especially insects. Many pest insects, including whiteflies, aphids, mealybugs, they lay their eggs in the fall to overwinter in weedy areas or inside mummies of dried fruits and vegetables, in bark crevices, or just under the soil surface, and then on the underside of fallen leaves and other garden debris. For example, if your crepe myrtle has had a problem with aphids this year, it's a good bet that the leaves falling from the tree will have quite a few aphid eggs stuck to them. Two fairly recently arrived invasive pests to California, the Bagrata bug and the leaf-footed bug, and both are closely related to stink bugs, are proving to be very difficult to control by either chemical means, hand-picking, or vacuuming. Though Bagrata bugs have yet to be found in our more northern California counties, they have been found in Yolo and Sacramento counties and likely will be here in the near future. Leaf-footed bugs are not really new, but they have been increasing significantly in populations in urban areas. Both pests produce several generations throughout the year that feed on our seasonal crops. They both overwinter as adults, and Bagrata bugs also lay their eggs in the fall to overwinter. Removing their winter hideaways and egg clusters with your fall cleanup is really critical in reducing the population of these bugs in the future. Bagrata bugs' main hosts are members of the mustard family, which includes some popular flowering ornamental plants like sweet alyssum, stock, or candy tuft, and the cole crops family of vegetables, our cabbages, cauliflower, broccoli, kale. These are all cool season crops in our climate. So you want to monitor those susceptible plants often and remove them if they seem to be infested. Use row covers to protect your winter crops from the bugs, but set them out early to avoid trapping them inside. Favorite Bagrata bug foods are ripe tomatoes and ripe pomegranates, so it's important to pull out those spent tomato plants and pick up pomegranate culls. Leaf-footed bugs are larger than Bagrata bugs. Leaf-footed bugs are about 3/4 to an inch long, where a Bagrata bug is 1/4 inch long. And their leaf-shaped hind legs look as though they're wearing swim fins, making them pretty easy to identify. These bugs overwinter as adults in groups, aggregating in protected areas like wood piles, sheds, inside palm fronds, and in peeling bark crevices. They feed primarily on nuts and seeds in the winter, especially weed seeds. Remove weeds or keep them mowed short and check their likely hiding places for adults and remove them to reduce the number of bugs that will lay their egg clusters in the spring. Cold, freezing temperatures can kill off adult insect pests, but warm, wet weather is predicted for this winter with our El Niño. These pest populations will explode next spring unless we try to control them now with good fall cleanup. The Practical Gardener is part of North State Public Radio's From the Ground Up series, and I'm Pam Geisel, your Practical Gardener.